It's Friday, the 27th of November. Black Friday. Bargains everywhere. Yes. Bargains everywhere in the modern secular world. Grab a bargain. Cut thy neighbour down to grab that bargain. Sorry, I've just been a little bit philosophical because I heard of something yesterday and I heard something on the news this morning. People fighting, knocking lumps out of each other. That's mine. That's my bargain. Partly in the big Asda store through in the town of Livingston. The other day there, as part of their Black Friday week. And this is what they do now. I mean, we all know what we do in the modern world. Is, you know, we sell Easter eggs just after Christmas. We sell Christmas cards just after Midsummer. And, well, Valentine's Day cards are on sale from the 1st of January. Oh, it's crazy stuff. So, to preempt, if you like, and jump the gun and not wait to Black Friday, knowing that so many stores and companies and shops were going to do Black Friday and then another few days. So it was Black Friday week, Black Friday 5 days event. So Asda decided they'd start before Black Friday. And apparently there was so much fighting in store that Asda withdrew the offers. Get out, you buggers. Get out. Come back when you're decent citizens. Greed. Greed. You see, what happens when you bring something that's supposed to benefit people, help them, get a wee bargain, save some money, and then the animal comes out. Like the battle over the Christmas turkey, that last Christmas turkey on the shelf. You kill your neighbour to get that turkey. Yeah. And on the news this morning, yeah, something similar elsewhere. What the hell are you playing at? Jeez, man. Greed. The world's full of greed. Even people who you would normally think would be a decent citizen. The greed comes out. I remember a family, a couple, way back years ago. Couldn't believe that they were in conflict over a baggy Brussels sprouts. Honestly, you know, it was the last bag on the shelf apartment and they were in conflict with another couple. Crazy stuff. Greed. But anyway, why are you buying turkeys and Brussels sprouts and things like that on the last day or when it's just about run out? Well, it's been on offer for on the shelves for weeks and months, man. Why are you waiting? Anyway, so it's well named. In my mind, it's well named Black Friday because it brings out the blackness in people. Right, that's my wee bit of philosophy. Bye. It's a dirty grey morning again. It's dry, it's windy, it's going to go to rain and then very strong winds, and tomorrow's to be even worse, and Sunday's to be bad. Hey, well, isn't life great? Yes. Black Friday. What do you see, Mrs. Blackbird? What do you think of Black Friday? Yes, not a lot. Yeah. I'll tell you a wee bit about Black Friday. Well, not Black Friday as such. We were out at the hospice yesterday. My wife took the money out from her recent event to hand in. All these poor souls being cared for. Basically dying. How long? Some have got days, some have got weeks, some have got months. Some have got maybe, if they're fortunate, a few years from them yet. Maybe not. Probably not. Old folks, younger folks, children. They don't give a job at Black Friday. They'd just be happy to walk out of that hospice. Greed. I'm sorry, but it's in my head this morning. Just greed. Us humans, my God. What we like.